Here's a quick look at ELA tool number one. You'll notice the criterion in the top, in this case, knowledge. As you've done in the last two modules, ELA tool number one has two separate dimensions for the criterion. During the rest of this module, you'll be analyzing the resource for evidence of dimension 3.1, which is emphasis on reading content-rich texts, and dimension 3.2, which is building knowledge through reading widely about a topic. Next to the dimension descriptors, you'll see the look-fors. You'll be using ELA tool number one, as before, to guide your analysis process. To the right of each descriptor, you'll see a place to rate each dimension. Remember to think about the resources being on a Likert scale, ranging from meets to does not meet. In some cases, you may decide that it's on the border between two ratings, or at the high end or low end, or one or the other. On the following page, you'll find a space to summarize your findings and a place to list high-value actions. These high-value actions are things you might suggest to the publisher or do yourself to make the resource better aligned to the shifts. As we move to Module 4, you'll be referring to your summaries and high-value actions to inform your revision process. Remember to save that revision process for Module number 4. Right here in Module 3, we're simply analyzing.